his name and address. Name, address, telephone number. Chances are there's been people calling all day, but he's gone. She works at the drugstore here, see our auntie. But now when they get home tonight, well, chances are somebody will call and tell them right where to come and get your dog. Now, was you ever at Wapanaki in eastern, about 65 miles east of here?
No.
That's a little old town. It's a very old town. But year before last, he lost one over there. That was a wild natured dog. He just wanted one master. He didn't like strangers at all. He lost him over there east of Wapanaki, which was about 75 miles from here. And that dog finally located a farmhouse, but he wouldn't let them get up to him. Every time they went out to pet him, he'd get up and go. And they'd turn around and go on, and directly look around, and he'd be back in sight there. That dog finally got so hungry that he'd come and eat close to them. He wouldn't take it out of their hand. They'd lay it down back. Well, they just kept on until they got to where they could. By feeding him, they seen a telephone number. And that man's wife sat down and wrote a postcard. Told him where his dog was. Because it had the address on it, you see. And that address, to put it on the dog collar, cost you 50 cents. He made one or two trips over there and looked just a little while and didn't find him. So he said, well, if my address and telephone number don't find him, I never will get him. You have crossed Red River, have you, down here?
Oh, yes. Down here and over to Durant, there's certainly a difference.
Yeah, well, down here now, the fore part of, a little over a week ago, fore part of last week, my boy lives that way. Me, him and two other fellows was down there. I run the coon. They had eight dogs.
That's pretty good pack, isn't it?
And believe me, they lost all eight dogs. Well, right where they unloaded, this boy of mine happened to have a tow sack. Kind of pushed in under his seat. They come home about 1:30, left them running, and he taken that tow sack though before he left out of that car, out of the pickup, and put it down on the ground and laid a chunk on so the wind wouldn't blow it over to them. He went back in the air. One of his friends went back the next day at 12, and his best dog was laying on that tow sack. You can take a jacket off, or a coat. After they learn your scent, they'll come there to where you unload them, and they'll lay down on whatever you leave there. If it's got your scent, any odor about it at all, then it matches your body scent. They lay there and they stomp.
How many dogs did he get there by?
They lost eight of them, and there's two out yet. One 5 months old puppy, and then one about 11 or 12 months old dog, and they didn't have any collars on, no nameplates, so they,
oh.
All the dogs that had nameplates, they called them and told them to come get them.
Oh.
Well, they happened to be, when they go after them dogs that had the nameplates on them, their other two didn't happen to be there, so they didn't want to, but they're still hunting for them.
Should have spent a dollar. Should have spent a dollar and got two tags.
That's right.
Does your wife still make those covers for the bed where she sews designs on them?
No. Now she has still got her old quilting frames.